What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday. We are the Big Foodies. Thanks for hanging out with us. BB Shea, Biggie, Matt here with you, coming at you live from the Marco's Kitchen Studios at Biggie's apartment. Big Foodies are presented by Marie Sharp's Belizean Habanero Pepper Sauce.
Habanero.
Killed it. See how we worked that out? That's God working right there. So a few days ago, we put on social media, what is your favorite Krispy Kreme donut? And you guys didn't hesitate to let us know. A lot of you like the chocolate cream filled, so we had to make up five to fill out the rest of this half dozen.
Well, sometimes honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
And
we're honest with you. We give honest food reviews. We should give honest reviews of everything.
Honest of this. BB Shea did his thing. He was in charge of getting these donuts.
Yeah.
And look, we heard you loud and clear on the donuts you said were your favorite. And we thought we wanted to try those donuts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, the bone to pick is with Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Because they ain't make not one hot damn of those donuts available for us to purchase.
They never got what we need. I was like, let me get this. Ain't got it. Let me get this. Ain't got it. Let me get this. Ain't got it. I'm like, what do you have?
I love the fact that you had to hit him with the classic. Yeah. Well, tell me what you got. Yeah.
We got glaze. We got glaze.
Yeah, because I like had it up on my phone looking there. I'm like, let me get this. Sorry, we ain't got it. And, you know, my apologies to the little girl running the window. I did not mean to get bent out of shape. But sometimes, man, I just get hit.
We're trying to do this for the people. We want the people's donuts.
Let me give you a look inside baseball here. BB Shea is a great person. He's super
never
nice.
Gets mad.
But if you interfere with him getting food, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with this guy.
It's the one thing I take seriously.
That's the only time I've ever seen him mad. And he will bite your head off in a second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
So a lot of the things that you recommended are not here, so but a couple of them are. So
we basically got these six donuts they had.
Yeah, basically, let me get six ones that you do have. So that's what we got.
I will say, when I've gone to Krispy Kreme, and I love like their sour cream.
Yes.
I love, what is it, the Cruller?
The Cruller, yeah, yeah.
But it's like you go by and they just don't have them, and it's like you're staring at the menu.
Yeah.
And you're right. You get to the point where you're like, "Wait, tell me what you do have." So we always have glaze. I know you have glaze. You have the best glaze.
I get that.
Yeah. Now, being from the area where Krispy Kreme was founded, we always try to support.
Yes.
But our patience is running thin, y'all.
But don't yell at us because we didn't try your donut.
Yeah, exactly. So
more than likely, it wasn't available.
We had to pivot and pivot and pivot and pivot. So let's start off with a classic. How about
the glaze?
We got the original glazed here.
Okay.
Which, I mean, let's be honest.
Here, I'll do like they do. I'll use the
Who doesn't love an original glaze, man? Like,
trying to get it here.
You good?
All right, one of y'all grab half there. I'll cut the other half. There you go. Maybe you and I'll split this. I think we all know what the glazed is like. They perfected it.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing else.
Nice and airy.
Yeah. It's the go-to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Delicious. I love them.
Melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
I love them when they're hot, with the hot now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're good any time of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
I know my brother can eat pretty much a whole glazed dozen by himself.
I think most grown men can, honestly.
Like it's,
in fact, if I met a grown man who was like, I'm just going to have one, I'd be like, problem. I'm questioning you, what I get told all the time. We're taking your man card.
The classic glaze. It's the best glaze in the business.
So the overwhelming favorite among the Facebook poll was the chocolate cream filled, which, I mean, if you don't like the chocolate cream filled, then, you know, come on now.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, I'll be the one. Not a big fan.
Oh. It's my favorite donut.
Really?
Yeah.
The chocolate cream filled donut?
Yeah.
I'm really weird. I don't like a chocolate donut.
Okay.
I don't like chocolate on a donut.
I prefer, if I'm eating chocolate, I want it to be like a cookie or a cupcake or something. Mm-hmm. If I'm eating a donut, I want that glazed flavor. This is my favorite.
Mine too.
We got the raspberry? Okay.
Yep.
This one apparently appeared out of thin air. Because she initially told me they didn't have them, but then I picked it up and she's like, oh yeah, we got you a raspberry. I'm like, why don't you give me the rest of them?
So where did this come from?
I don't know. I don't know. That was out of like a reject pile or something.
So I like these so much that when I first started working in early morning radio, on my way into work every day, I would stop at a gas station.
Really?
And I would buy a Gatorade and two raspberry filled Krispy Kreme donuts. That was my breakfast for like 3 months straight. I did that every morning.
And that was all your body required for the next 4 hours.
It's, I'll tell you, when you first get into morning radio, the things you eat in the morning, I've learned. Now I just have coffee and water. You know, I used to get through the morning, I'd have 2 5-hour energies.
Wow.
A diet Mountain Dew, coffee. Like, I had to. Yeah. And then I realized that was hurting my system more than just drinking coffee and water.
Absolutely. Now. It's terrible.
So, that's my all-time favorite donut, period.
That's the first time I've ever had a raspberry donut.
Really?
What do you think?
Very good.
Love it. I love their raspberry filled. It is the best.
Yeah. Now, this is what I used to get when I was a kid.
Because that sprinkled.
Yes. I mean, it's just a classic donut anywhere you go.
Again, good. And look, I love chocolate, so I'm not going to sit here and be like, because I know people, right, you don't like chocolate donuts. I just don't like chocolate on a donut.
That's fair. I'm a huge chocolate whatever.
Whatever.
Ice cream, donut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chocolate by itself. Like, my favorite Hershey candy bar is a Hershey bar. Just raw
straight
chocolate.
Up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel like the sprinkles do anything for it.
I think it's to appeal to kids.
Yeah, there's really no flavor with a sprinkle.
Speaking of appealing to kids.
Do they charge you more for sprinkles?
Best not.
Probably.
Now, I will say Krispy Kreme, I do like when they kill it with the specialty, with the special flavors and special donuts and such.
Oh, if you're ever there and you're fortunate enough to get like an actual Reese's donut,
they're
amazing.
And look, I know they're sold out quick. I get it, but I think y'all make more of them.
Exactly. What is this one?
This is cake batter.
Cake batter, which just looks kind of... like icing cream filled.
Yeah.
Actually, it's pretty cakey.
Yeah. It's got some good flavor there.
It's a thicker donut. It's more of a cake donut than an
airy
donut.
Yeah. And then this is the like second most requested, I think, was the blueberry
this
cake.
This is delicious, too. I'd say this is...
It looks terrible.
I've never had it, either.
Really?
So,
looks... It's definitely... This reminds me of the sour cream. I love the sour cream donut.
What's on a sour cream donut?
It's just the glaze. It looks like this, but it's the glaze. It's like a sour cream kind of base. Take what you want, baby. Okay. I like that.
Blueberry?
Yeah.
I see your faces are intrigued.
It looks like sausage. Tell me that don't look like sausage.
Looks like an Italian sausage.
Yeah, definitely has an Italian sausage.
Because it's smaller, I eat it on pizza.
Now, do you guys like, besides just donuts, do you guys like bear claws and apple fritters? And
I love an apple fritter.
Yeah. Now listen, locally, sorry Krispy Kreme, locally.
Granny's.
I was going to say Donut World.
Donut World,
apple fritters. Donut World, if you're in Greensboro area, Donut World apple fritter will change your life.
Yeah.
Granny's.
Where's
Granny's. There's a Granny's in High Point. There's another one.
I don't think I've ever had Granny's.
Mm-hmm. Granny's massive.
Well, that's what Donut World, I don't know how they do it. They're the most like crispy on the outside, soft on the inside apple fritters. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Krispy Kreme has mastered the donut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Donut World to me has mastered. I'll have to try Granny's. That's intriguing too.
Granny's is good. Next time I'm out that way, I'll pick some up and I'll bring them.
Krispy Kreme also has apple fritters. Not today, but they normally do.
Maybe
if you're lucky.
I love your attitude in this. I love your honest attitude.
I'm just
about
keeping
this.
It real, bro. Like I was very upset earlier.
The first thing he said when he walked in the door too. He's like, man, Krispy Kreme, man, they're on my list.
I'm done
on my list.
I'm gonna go back, of course.
I'm not done. But I say that all the time. You know how many things I say that about food wise?
Oh, yeah.
When I get mad at a restaurant, you'll never see me again.
I say that about Burger King all the time.
Then I come back a week later in a hat.
Can I get a Whopper meal, please?
It's me.
Can I get some milk with these donuts? Do you like milk with your donuts?
No, I'm not a big milk drinker.
Love it. I love milk. I'll have milk. If I could have a donut, milk, and coffee at the same time, all of them.
Now, a donut and coffee, yes. Donut milk, not really.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, not a dipper.
Yeah, like the bitterness and the sweetness, like counteracting each other. Yeah.
It's like sensory overload.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it just keeps you right at zero. Yeah.
I'll tell you what would go really good on these donuts is some ice cream.
That's a good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably some ice cream from
actually,
the Berry Patch.
Actually, I will say that they do sell like ice cream donut sandwiches now.
Oh, do they?
They didn't have any, but yeah.
This might be my favorite thing. Where you just he just memorizes the menu and he goes, yeah, you know, they do have this now. No, they didn't have it.
They didn't have it, but they did. Well, we should have saved some of our Berry Patch ice cream from our previous episode because mm-hmm. Berry Patch ice cream from the world's largest strawberry would have been clutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Berry Patch, the freshness of their ice cream on top of the smoothness.
Yes.
Yes.
And just the overall presentation, everything about it. It's homemade, and you so can it's tell better it's than anything
homemade.
You're going to get in a
flavor-wise, you can tell it's homemade.
It's got that homemade churning flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fresh ingredients, fresh produce that they're growing right there. They're not shipping the stuff in from somewhere else. They're shipping it from the backyard.
That's right.
F to T, farm to table, F to T.
I think you just came up with something.
Yeah.
Okay. I like
F to T.
F to T. F to T. The Berry Patch, worldslargeststrawberry.com for more info. Check them out on Facebook.
They actually have ice cream, too.
Who?
Berry Patch,
yeah. Yes, they have.
They have ice cream.
They're
going to
get
the you're going to get ice cream.
Yes. We promise you.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Not to beat a dead horse, but I'm just saying.
So, I'll send this home.
Yeah.
So, let's give away a Marco's pizza. How about a Marco's pizza to anybody?
And we promise we'll have pizza.
Yeah, they're not going to be out of pizza. They'll have pepperoni too. Whatever you're looking for, they're going to have it. Let's give away a Marco's pizza to anybody that shares this Facebook video.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh. Yeah.
Share like the Facebook video and you're entered for a chance to win a Marco's pizza. Thank you to Marco's.
Maybe Krispy Kreme will see it and be like, we should have the stuff.
We should have had it. This was our chance. We blew it. We should have had it. Thank you to Marco's for being the presenting sponsor of the Kitchen Studios here. Thank you to Marie Sharp's Gourmet Habanero Hot Sauce for being our presenting sponsor, and thank you to the Berry Patch, and thanks to Krispy Kreme for having the six donuts that you had.
Yeah.
So Barrett didn't come in here on a rampage. Check out the Big Foodies on every podcasting platform. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. We're everywhere you want us to be.
Yep.
That's a tagline for a credit
Everywhere you... Yeah, that's a good 90s sitcom.
Yeah.
We're going to change the theme music.
All right, we're done here.
For BB Shay, Biggie, Matt, we'll see you next week for the Big Foodie.